The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Hey, good girls, do you want to just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to my brother, me, an advice show from the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middleest brother, Travis McElroy.
And I'm your baby brother, Griffin McElroy.
Oh, hi, Griffin. You sound great.
Thanks.
You sound like you're in Japan.
I'm a Muppet.
Well, Griffin, why don't you keep it down? Let your brother and I talk. Just pipe down there, buddy.
Okay.
Griffin's in Japan, so he's not here. But we do have a fresh... We didn't want to leave you hanging, so we got a fresh episode of Old Things for you. It's fresh in sequence, I guess, so it's got that going for it.
This is our spooktacular best of Halloween episode.
It's terrifying how little effort they put into it.
No, it's actually terrifying. It's actually the old bits we used to do.
It is actually horrifying how much more work it takes to put together one of these episodes versus just blathering on for an hour.
And then, I had to listen to all the old monthly observances.
Ugh. Real quick before we get into it, though, we got some fun news for you. We're going to be doing we've got six live shows booked before April or the end of April 2015. So there's a lot coming. We got our first one, though, to announce to you, our beloved listeners. It is my brother, and me, Home for the Candle Nights, a holiday spectacular, live from Huntington, West Virginia. Our hometown. Travis.
West Virginia, here's the thing. West Virginia, it's closer than you think. That's actually the state motto. Closer than you think. West Virginia.
We have been talking about doing a show like this for a long time. We have no idea if anyone from Huntington will come. We think they will. Some of them. But we're counting on you folks to come in and hang out with us. We're doing the show on December 21st at 7 p.m. at City Hall. Tickets will go on sale Monday, that's today, at noon at mbmbamcandlenights.brownpapertickets.com. So if you want to get tickets for that,
they're only $15.
They're $15. It's going to be, we're going to avoid cursing because it's a Candle Nights episode. Shooting for like PG-13, you know, like we're going to try to avoid like the super bad words. But hopefully it's something that the whole family can enjoy. We have actually talked about, actually I came up with this idea last night and I haven't asked you, Travis, but I think we should have my brother and me family breakfast the day after at Flapjack's to Napa, Huntington's finest combination breakfast and Mexican restaurant.
Well, how does one say no to that?
Yeah, you can't. You can't say no to it. It'll be fun. Sawbones, the medical history podcast I do with my wife, Sydney, we'll be opening for my brother and me. So you're going to get a Sawbones show. Our dad will be there.
Think this is going to be like a one-of-a-kind Huntington experience.
It's going
to
be.
You've never been to Huntington, this is going to be your best.
This is going to be your best. It is not a rural town. It is a suburban area. There are many hotels for you to choose from. There are many fine restaurants, which we will be happy to make recommendations for.
You should visit Pullman Square.
Pullman Square. You can do some shopping. There's lots to do in Huntington. But the main thing you're going to want to do is you're going to want to visit us for our holiday spectacular. Family friendly. Not like little kids. They won't like it probably, but it's family friendly, yeah, I guess.
Let's say like PG-13.
PG, yeah. But mbmbamcandlenights.brownpapertickets.com is going to be the show at Huntington City Hall, 7 p.m. Tickets are $15. It's going to be a hoot nanny. I think it'll be a hoot. So make the trip. Come on down, visit us, hang out. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be nice because we're going to be on our home turf and you'll get to meet a lot of people that we know and hang out. It'll be fun. Okay, so with that being said, hits.
Welcome to my brother me, where Travis suggested we lead off the show by mentioning the release of Thor. That's his high energy opening. Did you guys see Thor?
Hey, did you guys hear about Thor? He's got this hammer thing. And
a hammer? Did you guys see Thor?
Yeah, he's like the Prince of Asgard or something.
Thor Watch. What's your cinch? Thor Watch 2011, Griffin. How
many? The countdown is over.
I saw Thor. There's a Thor sighting at my Trader Joe's. He was really? Picking up some soft pretzel bread for Loki.
Thor Watch 2011 is an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This is not a gag. I said, what should we lead the show off with? And Travis says, Thor came out. All right.
Thor, can you think of
I have.
What else happened this week that's worth noting?
Thor.
Yep.
So, as I mentioned, this is an advice show for the modern era and a Thor watch. We're not too is not a play a thing? Like, it's nautically themed.
Justin, can I tell you, as somebody who on a weekly basis scours Yahoo Answers for things that are funny, there is every kind of play that you can imagine.
There's just no kind of play that is out of bounds.
I've been trying to find a way to talk about it on the show. You guys know about age play?
Excuse me?
It's called age play. I couldn't find a funny Yahoo answer about it because they're all just so crushing. But it's where one person pretends to be a baby. Aww, look at him.
That's cute. Okay, but not like they pretend to be like a senior citizen like in a nursing home.
You can. You can do that. The world is your oyster in the world of age play.
Fuck, you just got into the movies for $5.50. That's so hot.
Tell me about that early bird special.
We're eating dinner at 4 p.m. God, I'm wrecked.
Do you think that there are people that are like hardcore like goth enthusiasts or steampunks or something, and their idea of this kind of sex play is like you put on a suit and you carry a briefcase and like you talk about spreadsheets?
They call it norming it up.
Norm. Norm
can't
play.
To norm you tonight.
Tonight. Let's just
we're
listen.
Having casserole.
I want to plan the perfect evening.
We're gonna drink
first.
Red wine.
I wanna light some candles we bought at Bath and Body Works. And then I wanna.
What's that on the TV? Oh my god, it's a Becker marathon.
I want to put on that Mad Men soundtrack we bought at Target and just go crazy. Baby. Well, go restrained on you.
And when that's done, I got Colby Calier lined up. It's next on iTunes.
I'll open your delicate mouth and feed you some Oreos. You imagine?
Goth people can't eat Oreos?
No, goth people can't eat Oreos.
Why not?
They only like blood cookies. Yeah. That's true.
From Toll House. Those are delicious, though.
Mm-hmm. No.
Those Keebler Elf commercials are fucked up, though.
Give me a god. Come into the tree. And I'm surviving. Put a baby in. Alcum blood cookies. And reduce fat blood cookies. Don't ask.
Hey, let's get into the questions. My girlfriend and I have been dating for 7 months now, and we enjoy going out to eat every once in a while. The thing is, when we order the food, she takes it upon herself to order both her food and my food. At first, it was kind of cute, but now it's really starting to bother me. Should I say something to her about it, or is this one of those things I need to let go? Flustered in Florida. Wow, that's so weird.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
That's not a thing that people actually do unless they're in like a movie.
What if when she ordered your food, you just screamed, wrong? Close, but not right. Let's go with a steak. We were looking for steak.
It's just maybe she really knows him really well. I would actually be a big fan of this. I hate deciding what to eat at a restaurant because I don't understand the big words. Like, what's a Gruyere? What's a Gruyere?
I think he probably picks the food. I just think that, like, when the lady comes around, that she says, like, he told me earlier that he wanted to have the steak and Gruyere, so I'm going to order that for him.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Like really mean, and she thinks like he's overweight and doesn't want to say anything about it, so she's like really passive aggressive, like he'll have a salad.
Yeah, I'll have the chicken cordon bleu, and Tubby Tubbs over there is going to have a shot of wheatgrass and some disapproving looks.
Somebody skipped his morning jog, so he gets a mixed green.
I think that you should probably ask out of curiosity, like very non-aggressive. Hey, why do you do that? Why does that happen every time? Maybe there's a good loving reason for it.
What could the loving reason be?
Maybe you're really bad at like human interaction, and she's saving you from having to make a fool of yourself in front of the waiter. Like, she knows you're going to make terrible jokes about how you want your steak done or whatever. Like, how do you want your steak cooked? On the grill.
Yeah.
And she's trying to prevent that from happening.
That's my really
name,
good.
My name is Fred, and I'll be your customer this evening.
Could you steak me?
The first time you guys went out, did you embarrassingly order things like, I'll have the hamburger because you hold the mustard and put the mayonnaise in a cup next to it and stuff like that. Maybe she just doesn't want to deal with your whininess.
Bring me the mayonnaise in a stein, if you could, please.
I need a thimbleful of vinaigrette.
If I see a pickle, I'm going to burn this restaurant down.
Sorry, Darlene. I think you should ask to find out what the reason is. If it's a good reason, it's not worth it. Does it really bother you?
What you should do is just completely embrace this, and when your lady orders for you, make eye contact with the waiter and just give a real slow nod.
Yeah, like you're inviting him into your. That's it. Feels like you're inviting him into your relationship.
That now there's three of us here. She was correct.
She is right.
Why don't you turn it into a contest where you tell her, listen, baby, I don't mind if you keep ordering for me, but I'm going to order for you.
if I get to the waiter first, I'm ordering for you.
Yeah, or well, it doesn't even have to be like that. You can be like, who knows the other person better? So, like, she'll order something for you, and she'll be like, I think he would like the barbecue bacon onion burger from TGI Fridays. And then you'll be like, she'll have cookies. And be like, sir, it's 7 o'clock. I know for a fact she hasn't eaten dinner yet because she's at a TGI Fridays. And like, I know what I said.
Yeah.
She'll
have the cookies, please.
And a bowl of croutons.
Could I get a bowl of croutons, some of those cocktail swords.
There's one thing about I know about my girl, and that she's got a big race coming up, and she's got a carb.
Got a carb up. Croutons, please.
Just carber. But not too.
You guys know what day it is?
Ah, oh, god damn it!
Yep.
Oh, fuck.
It is May now. I gotta go down the list though because I didn't pick it.
Oh, good.
Teen CEO month.
Oh, god! Like Bieber, right?
Huh?
Like Bieber? Like Bieber's the CEO of Bieber Industries?
Bieber Industries, yeah.
Where did this company go wrong? Maybe it was the milkshake machine.
This is mysterious. React month. Bang. What was that?
I don't know. I'll tell you in May.
National hamburger month. National barbecue month. A lot of food.
I don't know. I need a whole month for hamburgers. Like, I'm pretty much up on
God
those.
God knows I do.
On the reg. I made a hamburger last week.
How was it?
On a grill.
I'm celebrating National Hamburger Year.
I'm celebrating National Hamburger Life.
What about eco-driving month? There's got to be some tips. Got to be some tips and tricks. Guys, we might have to dip into the weekly observances.
Please don't, Christ. Teen CEO month. Let's do it. Let's help spread awareness.
Did you know that May 8th through 14th is National Salute to Moms 35 Plus Week?
What?
Did you know that May 9th through the 13th is National Etiquette Week?
Wait, can't do these weeks with you.
I'm going to be straight with you guys. This entire time as you've been talking about the weeks and everything, I have in fact been picturing teen CEOs. And, like, Mr. Brad rolling in to the boardroom
right,
on a skateboard and saying, like, now there's a skateboard room.
Mr. Teen CEO Month.
Mr. Brad?
Yeah, because that's what he has everyone call him. He's like, Mr. Johnson's my father. Call me Mr. Brad.
Let's start.
Okay.
I already started.
Okay, but in the form of a PSA, please.
Okay.
Hey. Hey. Teen CEOs. They're just like regular CEOs, only shorter. My brother.
Teen CEOs. They'll get dumped and lay off the whole mailroom. My brother.
Teen CEOs. As long as your CFO is a grown-up, it should be okay.
Teen CEOs. Because an adult would want to run everything his way. My brother. That one is specific to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, by the way. Teen CEOs. Good luck sleeping your way to the top, felon.
Can I just talk more about Mr. Brad?
Tired of Shaggy songs not being pumped into your office 24 hours a day? Try a teen CEO. He loves that shorty one. I wish I had more modern references to dip into.
Shaggy is the most modern you can go?
Shaggy is about as modern as I can go in terms of music.
If you want to hear more Limp Bizkit,
is there one called Disco Panic? Is that an outfit that the kids are listening to?
Yeah. That is a pop punk outfit.
All right. So you want to hear more Disco Panic pumped into your office 24 hours a day?
If you want to hear more Brown Eyed Peas, hire a teen CEO.
Maybe they'll get Fergie to come do some motivational work. That would be inspiring, I think. Will I Am come and help everybody get their groove back?
How about this?
Okay.
Teen CEO, profits are down 15%. Angst is up by 20.
I cut expenses just to feel.
Oh, shit. And Travis saves it last minute. Makes this bit worth it. We're not too familiar. Wait, you know, I have a jingle that goes just like this.
Gotta mash them up. This is a mashup.
I'm trying to lead you in here. I want to give
Here's
you
a mashup.
One more time.
Girl talk. The lion in Tweed is a friend indeed, and he's also a podcast too. Shit, nope, fuck, lost it. All right, that was a good start. Here we go. The lion in Tweed is a friend indeed, and he's also a podcast too. And a lion in Time is a fine feline, but don't let him devour you. I gotta do something about Media Lab. I made a Photoshop with me and my best friend Michael Jordan. Actually, it was me and Michael Jordan and the cast of Space Jam. It was called Me and Space Jam. I gotta do another verse.
Second verse, we actually talk about the shit.
Didn't even mention a thing. All right, here we go. I took Me and Space Jam and I turned it into a website using Media Lab's SiteGrinder technology. You can visit it at GriffinSpaceJam.com. That was the worst.
For fear of dwelling too long in the funny zone.
I have done so many.
Griffin, what exactly is the what is the website for? What are you doing there? Your Space Jam website.
Oh, is it just for your Space Jam fan fiction?
There's a story about me and Michael Jordan. Another story about that same topic.
Listen, I got on a hot streak. I was trying to find the exit off of that musical highway, and I missed it, and then I just had to keep going on the Michael Jordan Express.
You had no other choice.
Oh,
what could you do?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, man, I'm going there right now, GriffinSpaceJam.com. We're not too much familiar.
Where can I hire an elf impersonator for my B-Day party? I am going all out this year. And throwing myself a B-Day party. I'm an elf fanatic. I think we could have assumed.
Yeah. I'm cool on elf. I'm a minor elf enthusiast.
I bought my three friends three gifts to give me. An elf lunchbox, an elf alarm clock, and an elf rock star action figure with guitar and posable arms.
Let it sink in, okay? Let it sink in.
All I need is an elf impersonator. Where can I find this? I would say first and foremost, you need a few more things than just an elf impersonator. I can think of 25 things off the top of my head that you need before you need an elf impersonator.
I'm going to throw out, this person has three friends.
Who apparently does not understand her penchant for elf. Like, they couldn't think, like, what's Carly all about? Elf, I think. That's maybe what you should base your gifts on.
So tell me about this birthday party you're taking me to, Danny. Yeah, it's going to be cool. The guy's really nice. There's this one thing.
Just a heads up.
Just a heads up. If someone's like brings up Gordon Shumway, just roll with it. He's a fan.
Welcome to Melmac. Yes.
We are not being particularly helpful.
You're right.
Where can they find an elf in person?
Wait, what's the number? Is there an accepted answer from the Yahoo Answer service?
Well, I'm reading off. I don't know if you can see this. I'm reading off a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Right. I don't have that information.
Oh, I remember it because I looked it up. Number one answer. The midget store.
No, that's it. No, you guys laugh, but that's an excellent point because if you get an elf that is like you get eye to eye with an elf, like he's the height of a full grown man, like you will. That's a I can't imagine anything scarier than that in my mind than a 6 foot tall elf.
You don't think like the whole situation is just terrifying in general?
I think the whole situation is terrifying in general, but for...
No, see, I thought this too. Elf expanded to 6 feet tall, horrifying, but not as horrifying as that moment when you reach for the punch and you're like, whoa, elf, right there.
There's a whole emporium of oddly sized, like 80s sitcom star impersonators. Could we make this like a giant Webster? Like... horrifyingly gigantic wonders.
With killing power.
She's a robot, but with killing power.
Yeah, she's basically...
She's still cute as a button, but she's 9 feet tall.
She's sweet as pie. Her arm does spin around and become a machine gun. She's a darling, though. She's hooked up to Skynet, but otherwise a real sweetheart. I think that, like, if you are a little person who does birthday parties.
If you are an elf impersonator, you don't care.
You've got the suit, right? Like, you've got the suit in your house. There can't be enough of those just rolling around. That.
Call me what you will. I need the money real bad.
Is this guy going to be able to handle meeting elf in person? Is this guy going to be able to handle the pressure? I'm like, I am
starstruck.
How is...
Oh yeah, let me pause at another question. Can we just get the real Alf? What's he up to? What has Alf been in since Alf?
Oh, fucking stupid Alf. He's got to be doing something, right? Somewhere there's a room you could walk into and there would be elves hanging from the ceiling. Deal with that reality. They're just like dead-eyed looking right at you. We were talking about this backstage, actually. Just rapping about Alf. How fucked up is it that Alf's real name is Gordon Shumway, but people still call him Alf? Like, he told them his real ass name, right? Like, hi, I'm Gordon. Oh, Alf.
That's shorthand bigotry, is what that is.
Yeah, Alf is his slave name, basically. That's what you're saying to me.
I'll edit that out later.
You know, a lot of people don't know this. LeVar Burton played Elf. That's true. You laugh. It's true. He's multifaceted. Not just a blind man. Also an extraterrestrial with a real taste for kitties.
Ladies are like mad sexy. They're like super sexy. All of them, 100%. Guys, we don't have unless I blast my core like Bradley Cooper style. Unless me and Coop hit up the gym and do some yoga lattes and blast our pecs and cores, just wail on them.
Or even Bradley Whitford style. Any of those styles.
See, that's my jam. Forever,
I would take a Bradley Whitford core at this
forever
point.
Forever a Whitford, marry a Cooper. This one was sent in by Cameron Daigle. Sorry, I said his name like that. Thank you, Cameron Daigle. It's by Yahoo Answers user Monkey Pot Tree Nut, who asks, pregnant with twins, are these good names? I was thinking of cute and...
Wait, can I prognosticate an answer?
Sure.
They are not.
I was thinking of fun and cute names for my twins, boy and girl. Heart, I'm also inspired by a lot of celebrities. Their children have such unique names. Anyway, here it goes, starting with a girl's name and then a boy's name. Jam and Ham Smith.
Nice. That's
Lola good. And Boba Smith.
Boba?
Sammy and Sammy Smith. Now, hold up.
Wait.
Sammy, S-A-M-I, and Sammy, S-A-M-M-Y.
Oh, Jesus.
La and Lee Smith.
Boy, that would make Sophie's choice really tough, wouldn't it? Yeah. Take Sammy. You go work it out.
Sugar.
Did you say Law and Law, Lee?
Law and Lee Smith. Sugar and Spice Smith.
Oh, God.
That's got my...
Wait, is the boy Sugar and the girl Spice?
Yes.
And the boy Spice?
Nope, you had it right.
Oh, God.
Sylvia?
You know what that boy is? A teen runaway.
Sylvia and Silvio Smith.
Because they're living in a Shakespeare comedy.
Apple and Pear Smith.
Oh, God.
Which pear is your favorite? Thanks. I like apple and pear. Just like fucking turn your whole family into some big, awful fruit salad.
Big, stupid.
Just a big, dumb compote.
Did my boys in the Yahoo Answers crew, did they have any votes?
Yahoo Answers user, you know you love me, said, great for dogs. How's your burn? Hey, check your face. It's on the ground.
I just rammed your face to the deep fat fryer because it burned so bad. I burned you so hard. Pretty good one. Pretty good zinger.
Okay. Someone said Jam is an adorable name for a little girl.
No, it's not.
Nope.
Hey.
I can't.
I take you as my bride, Jam.
Excuse me?
Hi, I'm Jam.
Hi.
That is a fucking power play.
Oh, Jam, what does that mean?
It means that before I was even born, my parents decided they hate me.
They hated me already. You got legitimate grounds. Like, Mom, Dad, you hate me. Like, they, yeah, it seems like it.
Can we come up with some other rhyming couplets for this lady?
Sure. Sure.
Food-based, maybe, since most of these are.
So, like, these are my kids, hot and pocket.
Mm-hmm.
What rhymes with would be better off adopted?
Mark.
That's not quite it, but what about Julie and Julia?
These are my kids, Susan and Schmoozin.
Schmoozin. This is my son, Schmoozin. I'm very proud of him. I love him dearly.
What about, can we call him Pepsi and Coke?
Pepsi and Coke.
Pepsi. Okay.
Can you choose between my kids? In a blind taste test? What's that, Uncle Kevin? No, thank you.
Can you call one Mountain Dew and one Dr. Pepper?
This is their younger sister, Mr. Pibb.
I am Dr. Pepper Smith. This is my brother, Jam.
This is our poor cousin, Dr. Thunder.
Just keep having twins until you can fucking stock a refrigerator with your children.
But don't do that. I can't state this strongly enough.
Sweetheart, we ran out of Miracle Whip. We gotta have a kid, I guess, and name him that. How does this work again? I don't understand.
Let's go name the kid. I'm confused.
You name the kid the food, but I'm still hungry after it.
Oh, these the poor hell that these kids are being born into.
Okay, here's what you need to do. Whenever you think about what you're going to name your kids, just set up some practice sentences in your head. Like,
yeah. Well, like, yes. Hello, my name is Jam. Like, that, oops, no.
I would love to work here. Yeah. I want to be a doctor.
Mm-hmm. I'll be your Jam Smith. I'm Dr. Jam. This is my partner.
No, I take it back. Dr. Jam is perfect because you're setting him up to be a professional sports player.
Dr. Jam. And this is my boombox. He's my resident. I'm going to cut into you and fix you.
Yeah.
Now check this out, is resident boombox, and I'm Dr. Jam. What's wrong? How can I help you today?
I'm in a private practice with Dr. Krankenstein.
Mm-hmm. Take it back. These are awesome names.
Who is that in the corner? It's Ham. It's my brother Ham. He's on the ones and twos. He's going to mix while I cut in.
Yeah, so I think they're all pretty good. Griffin, let's do this thing.
What are they short for? Hamilton and Jamilton.
And our country's 53rd president was, of course, Jamilton P. Smith. How about a Yahoo? Because I've got a lot of them.
Gimme.
Oh, this will be good. This one was sent in by Jacob Locker, who's just the best guy. It's by Yahoo Answers user Ice Cream Eater, who asks, should I build a disco playhouse for kids in my backyard?
Yes!
Let me explain. Okay. I've had this idea in the back of my head for a while, and I'd like a little advice. And that's what we do here. I myself was a 70s kid, and disco fever never died in my heart.
Oh, shit.
What if I built a mini Studio 54 in my backyard? I could get a disco ball, a stereo for my old record player, and a Pixie Sticks vending machine.
Uh-huh.
I'd love to dress my kids up like 70s celebrities like John Travolta, Barbra Streisand, Mick Jagger, and such, and make them dance and have fun. Should I go through with the idea? Hey, you fucking kids, you don't look like you're having fun.
I'm going to make you have fun, Babs.
I'm going to make you have fun.
Little Babs, dance with Little John. Have fun.
Do your best Jagger, because you're Mick Jagger. Do it. Snort this pixie stick.
Snort it. That's what he means, right? By pixie stick?
Oh, Christ, yes. What colors should the inside of the disco playhouse be painted? Should the disco playhouse have windows or no windows so it's dark inside?
Yeah,
What's the color of massive amounts of psychological suffering?
That's really going to...
Puce?
What color would you paint the inside of the disco playhouse door? If the disco lights disco ball is turned on and me and the kids are dancing, would it be better to have curtains at the entrance of the disco playhouse to block out any outside light or no curtains and close the door?
I think... Holy fucking
Jesus
kids.
Christ.
Which is the one that keeps Jesus out? Is that curtains or is that a door?
Because if he can see, he's going to kill you instantly and take you to hell himself. And he doesn't like to go down there. Wow. Dog.
No windows. No. You owe it to your brood, your ruined brood, to make sure that their fucking friends, their cohorts in elementary school, aren't going to see them dressed up in polyester jumpsuits and snorting pixie sticks with their dad.
It's too late. They're dead. They're dead inside. You killed them already.
They're dead inside and outside if you let them snort pixie sticks in a tiny Studio 54 you built in your backyard.
Hey, I know I only get you kids on the weekends, but listen. Listen, look what I've been working on all week. I've been working on a discotheque for you and your little... Do your friends want to come? You want to have your little friends come?
Dad, we're 26.
We're 26 years old, Dad.
You know, I heard your friends talking about how much you love the Gap Band, and I was just... Oh, that's a conversation that never happened, nor will it ever. God, I miss the 70s.
Yeah, I miss the 70s too. Hey, do you guys want to make a Wild Cherry reunion group? Like, we'll get it. Little Wild Cherries is what we'll call it.
Oh,
motherfucker.
God.
How? Okay. No windows, no doors, no walls. Don't do it.
No problem.
You never had. I know. Listen, I've had some fucking stupid ideas too. Okay, I'm there with you. Like, I've had some ill-advised notions that my wife has had to dispel me of. I tried to order my own dinner once. That did not go well. For example, or is it great? I want it to be going on in the world that I live in. I just don't like the idea of it happening to real people.
Yeah, I don't like the idea of a dad like consulting with his children. Like, should there be a fuck room? Like, dad, daddy,
should we just have a champagne tent? Maybe this is the slick. This is the slip and slide. It's coated in vodka. Crazy tonight.
I think that you're never too young to indulge in all of your mind and heart's bacchanalian desires.
Unless the only party guests have the same last name as you. In which case, you're always
too young.
It's just
going to be me and the kids partying like it's 1973.
The kids?
No.
The kids punked out at like 10:30. They went inside and watched Babar. But I stayed there just twirling. Just wildly twirling
just
to the sound of Donna
Summer.
Hoping
that if I spin fast enough, I'll reverse the rotation of the Earth and travel back in time to grown-up Studio 54, adult Studio 54.
You know the one good thing about this is you're really going to prepare your kids, because for the rest of their life, they can always say, like, no matter how sad or weird things get for them, they can always say it's neither the saddest nor weirdest thing they've ever been a party to.
And when your kid becomes the Bay Harbor Butcher and they're constantly trying to peel people's faces off, they have a pretty justifiable reason for why they are that way.
Hey, I just want to say, I don't want to creep you out, but I think you're beautiful. Can I teach you how to roller skate? will you come to Lil 54 with me? And let me.
We're going to Lil 54. I hear Lil Elton John is there playing Lil Crocodile Rock. The kids love it. What if it turns out to be really fucking fresh, though?
What if it's dope and every kid wants to get in?
What if it's dope and everyone wants to be your kid's friends because
they have to stand behind a tiny velvet rope?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And have sex with the tiny doorman to get in?
Stop it. That's not good.
You're weirding me out.
That's like that little is kid. That is what will happen. But
I haven't seen the movie. In their movie called, like, Just 54, and it's just like...
Mike Myers and Ryan Phillippe.
Mike Myers is in it, and they're just, like, fucking in big pits of bubbles all the time. The bubbles are made of LSD.
Yeah.
And then, like, three flamingos are there.
What if the dad is the only one that gets coked out? And he just, like, rolls around the dance floor, welcoming kids to his party. Welcome to my party! Welcome! Welcome to Little 54!
Michael's over there in the corner if you want to go play with him.
What do you mean I can't get in, little bouncer? I made this place. I built this out of my own two hands.
I am Little Studio 54.
That's no little... You can't cut me out, David. We built this together. One weekend. If you remember. Hey,
if this happens...
Yeah, it will
be. Can everybody... Can we crowdsource this and just say, everybody, go outside, look in your backyard, look in your neighbor's backyards, and if you see this... If you see this, can you just call me? I'll give you my number. I need to know. It's been a really rough month, and I could really use this in my life right now.
You believe us?
So far, so good.
So far, so great.
Were we ever so young?
A lot of classic bits there for your enjoyment. We want to take just a second to visit the Money Zone with you and tell you about Prosper. Actually, Travis, you tell me about Prosper.
Well, Justin, have you ever tried walking to a bank and asking for a personal loan to pay off something like credit cards or home improvement or maybe just like start a home business?
I tried to take out a loan for funny business, I told them. I got
and
some
what did they say?
No, believe it or not, no.
They said no, those assholes. Well, there's a better way to borrow money, and it's called Prosper.com. Basically, think about it like this. If you have something that maybe is like an irregular loan or even like something you would get from a bank, a car loan or something along those lines, Prosper.com makes it simpler. You don't have to go to a bank. They can take care of it for you. They can also do things like if you have expensive dental work or a move across the country. Teresa and I just did that, and Prosper would have helped out a lot if I had thought about it, but I didn't because I'm a stupid head. And they can help. Because basically what it is a peer-to-peer lending site. So there are people out there with money to invest, and there are people out there that need that money. So this works for both parties. You can borrow up to $35,000 at a low fixed rate without ever setting foot in a bank. And the thing is, you can also borrow smaller amounts. Anywhere, I want to say it's from $2,500 to $35,000, depending on your needs. So if you're sitting out there and you're thinking, oh, I've got all these student loans and I want to consolidate them. Okay, great. Get a loan for that. And then you got one loan payment to make. If you're sitting there saying, ooh, I have to replace the furnace in my house and it's going to cost $3,000 I don't have. Maybe you have a medical bill that you can't pay off and they're not giving you any kind of payment plan. Go check out Prosper.com, and I think that they might be able to help you. You can check your rate instantly without affecting your good credit by going to Prosper.com/mybrother. Maybe you don't know your credit score. Maybe you've been afraid to go into a bank because you think that your credit score is too bad. Go find out. And for a limited time, listeners to the show will get a $50 Visa gift card when you get a loan. So on top of the money you're getting from Prosper, you get another $50 to do with whatever you want. So that's just free money. You got to go to prosper.com/mybrother and you get up to $35,000 in your account in 3 days and a $50 Visa gift card. That's prosper.com/mybrother. Check it out.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. This card is issued by Center State Bank of Florida N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA, Inc. All personal loans are made by West Web Bank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Now, Justin, what voice would you say that was?
That was just like business guy voice.
Now, oh, here's it was lazy Patrick Warburton.
Now, here's my web guy voice. My brother, me is supported by Squarespace, an all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website or online portfolio. You don't have to sound like me to create websites. I understand why you would assume that, but it's not just limited to folks like myself. Even
Have to be bodybuilders out there that sound like that too, right?
Even you plebeians out there can create a website with Squarespace. There's support team available 24/7 if you get lost. It's got responsive design, so whatever website you make, it's going to look great on your computer, but also on your phone or on your tablet or whatever, on your Google Glass. maybe not Google Glass. I don't actually know about Google Glass, but for just $8
your
a month,
color.
If you've been your Sega Net, if you've been looking for the time to get into web design, there's never been a better time than this because Squarespace is going to make it easy on you. So here's what you're going to do. You need no credit card. You're just going to start a trial and start building the website because you're going to go to squarespace.com and you're going to use the offer code MYBROTHER. That's all one word, MYBROTHER. And get this, you're going to get 10% off your first purchase. Squarespace, a better web starts with your website.
Go check it out, you dummy.
Trav, I got a message for you.
For me?
Yeah. It's for Adam Calfee, and it's from Guy and Gordon.
Okay,
and it says to read in a spooky voice, so I'm going to give it my best shot.
Okay.
Adam Calfree.
Wait, no, I'm going to stop you right there. Would you do it in the pallbearer voice?
Okay. Adam Calfree. That's right, we said Adam Calfree. I actually have to, you can't see this, I'm actually stroking an invisible urn. I can't do
does
this.
Does the pallbearer voice, is there some kind of weird stutter that makes you put an R in his name?
No, Calfee. Okay, let me try again. Adam Calfee. That's right. We said Adam Calfee. This is a birthday wish from Gus and Jordan. We hope all the spooks, ghouls, and ghosts come out for your big spooky 30th birthday. It's pretty fucking spooky.
I also like that the message is from Guy and Gordon, but it's also from Gus and Jordan, apparently.
Do you have any other messages?
Yes, we do. We have a message for Alicia. This message is from Dan. And Dan says, hey, Alicia, hope you're having a great day. See you later. Love, Dan.
Very cool, Dan. Very good use of your money, Dan.
Nailed it. Nailed it, Dan. Alicia is very, very impressed that you have such disposable income.
Yeah. Alicia, I don't know if Alicia's your sister, your wife, your
imaginary
partner,
friend.
Your imaginary friend, your business partner, whatever.
Your second life wife.
I think she's going to be won over by that hit message. So anyway, with that housekeeping business being done, let's get back to the show.
And don't forget, if you want a message on the Jumbotron, just go to MaximumFun.org/Jumbotron. And you too could hear your weird, simple message on our Money Zone.
I said back to the show. Hey, I like this girl.
but I'm afraid to ask her out because we haven't spent a lot of time together. However, I'm sure if I wait too long, the whole thing might peter out. What should I do? Form spring. Does he know a guy named Peter that's going to swoop his lady? I don't know. Like,
so like, 58 episodes in.
This is where I finally admit that, like, I don't get these people that, like, sometimes we get these questions and the answer is so obvious that I think they're fucking with me. Like,
yeah.
Hey, just ask her, dummy. Like, just, you can't. If you don't ask her to spend time with you, you can't spend time. How do you think that happens? Like,
you're not filling up like a giant novelty like thermometer on a donation board. You don't have to spend X amount of time before you ask her out.
You just like do it, hoping you get stuck in an elevator. Just ask her to go fucking.
You want to go ice fishing with me?
Hey, I hear there's going to be a tornado warning on Thursday. Do you want to come to my basement? And, like, it'll be hilarious. Do you want to get accidentally stuck in a freezer with me so we can recap all the great times we've had together? Like in that one episode of Perfect Strangers? Because then I can ask you out after
cute,
that.
Cute meets, they don't happen in real life.
No, they don't.
They do not happen like that.
Do you know how you spend more time with someone? You ask them out.
Yeah, just ask them out. You're ready. Peter, which I'm assuming is your name,
and that you've oh come god, up with I like, hope so, and he uses the phrase Peter out to mean something awesome.
Yeah.
You guys what he says Peter whenever out? He leaves a room.
Peter out?
And hey, check this out, Peter. You wait too long, and you die. Oops. I could have loved her forever. Now I can't.
You got any big plans this weekend? Yeah, man. I'm going to go to Zaxby's and totally peter out. Just, those people aren't going to know what they saw. It's going to be heinous in there.
I'm just going to let loose and peter out.
I'm just going to peter out. I've earned it. I've earned one fucking weekend of petering out, I think. I sold all the shoes at Foot Locker. I think I can have one weekend of petering out. I think I've earned that. They can't take that from me. Hey, you can take as much alimony from me as you want. You'll never, like, my ability to peter out was not part of the settlement. Debra. We're not too familiar. Can I say something about Tim Allen?
Uh-huh.
I don't care for the man's comedy.
Personally. All right, let's stop. Let's just do home improvement time.
Okay,
home improvement. I want to say something about Tim Allen. This is a public service message. From your friends and my brother and me.
Okay.
I don't enjoy the man's comedy myself. But do you realize what kind of a salesman you have to be to walk into a studio exec's office and say, I'm going to make a show about a guy who hosts a home improvement show and he has a fat bearded friend and a man that lives in a fence. can I have $1 million?
Let's run this for 12 seasons.
I want to run this for... It's going to run for 12 years. It's about a man in a fence and a dwarf.
When you say man in a fence, he sounds like some sort of fable. Hi, my name is Wilson. I'm a fable. I'm your neighbor. Here's some wisdom.
He did grant wishes.
Do you guys...
Everybody on that show, I think they all like sort of simultaneously realized they weren't going to do any better work and then just kind of fell off, right?
Do you know how many executive producers that show had?
I bet you're going to tell me.
9. That just seems
so here's the public service message, okay?
Okay.
Feel like your life is directionless?
Mm-hmm.
They probably need someone to executive produce home improvement. Why not go over there, put in an app? My brother, right?
That show's been off the air for like 13 whole years.
But they're still making it.
Well, what are these guys doing?
I mean, they're still making it. It's just not being released anymore.
We still make Home Improvement. You might not see it.
It was part of that. You know how we have a strategic oil reserve? We have a strategic reserve of Home Improvement episodes.
The price of Home Improvement is so high, we have got to bring it down. Somebody send out some VHSs.
Well, ever since the war in Libya started and Muammar Gaddafi started like hoarding his home improvement, like we've had to start slowly releasing our home improvement to keep the costs down.
Hey, we don't. Guess what, Mr. President? We don't approve of trading young soldiers' blood for episodes of Home Improvement.
Yeah,
that is not acceptable. Do you know how we're going to fix that situation in Libya, though? For real? Do you know how we're gonna fix it? How we're going to air it out?
How, Griffin?
Wait, I have a guess.
How?
More power.
Yes! Here, let's do some actual PSAs. Well, that's not... PSAs don't start out with hey. They're barely that conversation. We'll do it anyway. Hey, if you see Zachary Ty Bryan on the street, why don't you give him a buck or two? He could really use the help. My brother, me.
I know it seems like a good idea at the time, but don't put a V8 engine in a dishwasher. It only leads to pain. My brother, and me.
Who? my brother, and me.
Richard Karn is swag as fuck. My brother, and me. Dude,
don't let Richard Karn turn into the next Ray Combs. Tell him how much you appreciate him today. My brother.
Have you hugged a Richard Karn today?
We think can't find your keys? Check Richard Karn's beard. My brother. Did you put my keys up there again, Dick Karn?
I put my keys Karn? In Dick Karn's beard in 1994. They were ne'er seen again.
That's where we keep the reserves.
Hey, do you want a Yahoo?
Yeah, redeem yourself.
This one's sent in by Andrew Binder. Thank you, Andrew. It's by Yahoo Answers user LOL, who asks, is it normal to be sexually attracted to... Anybody want to guess?
I want to guess my answer, no.
Numbers! Is it okay to be sexually attracted to numbers? He adds, I admit I am gay. Well, okay.
But there are
some nights where I take the algebra book back into my room and jack off to the numbers. Number three is my favorite because it's so sexy.
Well, yeah.
It looks like a sideways butt.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That adds up.
Or maybe up like sideways balls. There's a lot of things that three could be.
And sideways boobs. It's nice. Sideways boobs. Okay, three's pretty hot.
Let's break this question down. My biggest problem with it is that he says, I admit that I am gay, as if that has any bearing on the situation whatsoever. That's like
if you're straight in the numbers, then that's cool.
Yeah. Or, like, is he saying that that's, like, a side effect? Is, like, one out of every 100 people who like people of their same gender also would like to fuck a number?
What's the sexiest number, everybody?
See, listen, we're not ready to have that conversation yet. We'll get to that. But I think we need to come up with some rules first.
Okay.
Are we talking about fucking the idea of a number? Are we talking about, now, like, I have
the
dreams?
The important thing is not to fuck anything under 16.
Well, we're not going to think of anything funnier than that. God damn
are
it,
we,
Travis.
Are we talking about, like, fucking an actual, like, if we could manifest this number into
I think
an actual
you have
shape,
to pick...
Which shape would be, like, the most pleasurable to, like, rub up against?
Because do you that have number to pick a numeral? Gonna... A numeral? Or, because, like, there's so many combinations beyond that. I'm saying what is the hottest numeral.
We have to set a limit, because I could just say, like, 16,783,492. Yeah, like, and then that's a fucking orgy. Once you get that number...
Yeah. Let's say between 0 and 100.
No, a numeral.
Between
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yes.
It's 0.
Nope.
You're wrong.
0 is mysterious.
Travis, you're wrong.
Whole.
Justin, do you want to guess?
Well, 0's not bad. I think 7 is the sexiest number.
Travis, what is it? Second guess.
8.
Yup. What's up, 2 holes? How did you get there, 2 holes? Which one tonight?
8, you know, he's down.
Do you want the top? Do you want that solid, hefty bottom? Or do you want the slightly narrower top? Sounds good.
And also it recalls snowmen, which
everybody
we can all agree.
Always hot.
I shouldn't impress my feelings on people. Here's if I were to defend 8, I would say it's obviously not 3, right? Because the 3 is just half an 8. You cut it sideways right down the front already.
Sure. You could have 2 threes already. It's called an 8.
A number 1, how are you supposed to fuck that? Really?
Yeah. No.
0, that cavity is gigantic.
No, yeah, that's just you're just begging to feel inadequate.
2, I think you could make a case for. It's got a nice curvature, which you guys know I'm a fan of.
Yeah, you do like curvatures.
The problem with 2 and 5 and 7... Yeah, and that's it. Where do you put it?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Where if you have to have intercourse with a numeral.
And that is what we're saying.
Right. Uh-huh. Then number 8.
3 would be tricky, but I think you could you could do it.
Yeah, I think so too.
I would like to know when this person discovered this problem, because it could have made for like the most awkward math class ever when he's sitting there and the teacher's like, say I have 12 apples and I take 5 away, what do you have? And the answer is boner.
Yeah.
Hey, Griff, are there any answers? Do people help him out at all?
Diana Quimby says, I like 69.
Oh,
that's cool.
Nice try, Diana.
Sumini, okay, says, yes, completely normal. Have fun. You're not hurting anyone. I disagree.
I agree with the second half of that sentence, but let's not throw around terms like completely normal.
You rob the words of their power.
Yeah.
It's like that.
I'm a Gleek says, everyone has their quirks, I guess. So, Neon Nathan, guess what?
Number Nathan.
Hey, Number Nathan. What's up with Number Nathan? He's over there. He's playing Math Blaster, and he's fucking jerking it so right to Math Blaster.
Number Nookie Nathan.
Number Nookie Nathan jerks it to Math Blaster, I heard, on the internet.
I heard. He is the Math Blaster, he said. I'm the Math Blaster, is what he announces. He announces it loudly. We're not too
familiar. This one was sent in by Metal Gear Jim, which wasn't his Twitter name. That was his actual name on the email, so maybe? It's by Yahoo Answers user John, who asks, could I take Tyra Banks? John is 5'5", 130 pounds, and I don't work out. My GF just said that I wouldn't have a chance against Tyra.
What's the scrappiness? Like, is his scrappiness...
It doesn't include his power rating.
Yeah.
Or anything, his special abilities or anything like that, but... I gotta say, even if you were about 6 inches taller and, 20 pounds beefier and you did work out, have you seen how fierce Tyra Banks is?
And look in her eyes.
Plus, there's just her large, collection of knives that she carries on her person at all times.
Yeah, well, yeah, but we're talking about mono.
Oh, you're just, hand-to-hand,
Yeah, we're talking about a backstreet brawl. No chains, no pipes, the fists of a man named John and the fists of a supermodel named Tyra Banks.
Are there any holds barred?
Let me check. There is one hold barred.
Okay.
You can't say anything mean about her eyelashes because she's her weak point.
She's really sensitive about it. You also can't bring up the time she spent in Paris modeling with her mama, going from agency to agency, trying to find someone who will take her under her wing, because she gets very emotional about that.
She went through some shit in Gay Paris, and I think that hardened her to
People tell her, je vous never m'attelle. I've heard her say that, just like that.
That. Can you translate? Can you use a quick Google translation?
I used Google translation. It said, you can't do this. We don't believe in you.
You have other eyebrows.
You have bad eyebrows? Was that the word?
Listen, I know.
That's how they say it in Paris. The eyebrows above your E's. Listen,
John.
Tyra Banks will come at you like a fucking Wolverine. Not she like will. Wolverine from X-Men, like a rabid Wolverine, and also kind of like Wolverine from X-Men.
Like both Wolverine from X-Men and like a rabid... a fan of Michigan.
But on the bright side, like the next day when you see your friends and they're like, oh my god, what happened to you? You'd be like, oh dude, Tyra Banks fucked me up.
She's got reach, first of all. She's got reach on you because she's a tall, beautiful lady. Mm-hmm. Her being beautiful has nothing to do with her reach. I just wanted to go ahead and put out the opinion that she is, in fact, an attractive woman. She's got nails, probably, right? That's safe to assume. Mm-hmm. They're probably sharp. And just the fierceness. We can't stress the fierceness enough.
Yeah,
Once you're down on the ground bleeding like a bloody heap, she's not going to stop. She will literally kill you.
Do you think that he could take Tyra Banks if she were in her fat suit?
Oh, no way. Are you kidding me?
You could kick her down a flight of stairs. She wouldn't even notice.
Could you take her in her hobo suit?
Yeah, her hobo suit, yes. Tyra also, it should be noted, has a weave, which is basically bionics.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Unfair.
Man-made integration.
Mm-hmm. Good news, John. You won. She got disqualified.
She got disqualified for the use of bionics. We're not too
familiar. How about a Yahoo answer?
Yeah.
Okay. How about this? This one was sent in by Gali Ayali. Thank you, Gali Ayali. It's by Yahoo Answers user Yeti Education Committee.
What?
Do you want to go ahead and imagine what the tone of this question is going to be?
Somebody finally step up and started educating these Yetis.
You dumb fucks.
Yahoo Answers user Yeti Education Committee asks, do you think it is possible for Yeti to accept Jesus Christ as their savior, or does God not want Yeti in heaven?
Oh, God.
Assume the Yeti speaks English, the language of Jesus. Fuck me. Fuck. Okay, fuck. 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 This question supposes so many things. First of all, do people who not speak English, are they just automatically, they just don't get to go to heaven? Okay. That shouldn't be my main problem with this question, but
nope, is
the first thing that sprung to mind.
Yetis have souls, I think. Sure. But they're like pet souls.
Every rock and tree and creature has a soul.
Rocks, I'm going to quibble with you on.
Okay.
And probably trees.
All right. Well, trees grow. Rocks.
What kind of trees? Don't. Not fir trees.
No, fuck fir trees.
Deciduous trees.
Deciduous trees have souls. Coniferous, no.
No.
Are you saying you don't want trees in heaven? That's what this has to boil down to.
I don't want deciduous trees in heaven.
Yeah. God may or may not want Yeti in heaven. I certainly don't.
What if, like, maybe he lets him into heaven, maybe he doesn't, but he starts spreading a rumor that there's some Yetis up there? Wouldn't that be a bummer if you got to heaven and again the existence of the Yeti was not confirmed? it was rumored, like, can you leave giant paw prints in clouds?
If my choices are to be ever tortured by the possibility of Sasquatches,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
or to be literally tortured by having my arms torn off by Sasquatches, which is their favorite activity,
yeah,
I would go with the former every time because I love my arms. I hug with them.
If you're Kevin's friend, of course, that wouldn't matter so
wouldn't
much.
Wouldn't be quite so big of a deal, but I'm not acquainted with Kevin. I like my hugs.
The Sasquatch that is a mythical creature, which means that he comes down from heaven whenever he's on Earth. Like, if you see mm-hmm. him on Earth, that means he's vacationing. Basically,
the Yeti
from
is
heaven.
An angel.
Yeah, he's down there spreading the word of God in English, Jesus' language,
yeah.
to the penguins.
Do you guys know my favorite episode of Touched by an Angel?
Mm-hmm.
It's the one where the Yeti came down and fucking hung out with that Scottish chick.
Touched by a Yeti.
I like the one where Roma
Crushed
Downey.
By a Yeti.
I like the one where Roma Downey ripped that dude's arms off.
I'm a Yeti sent by.
Rip.
Give me that arm.
Arms ripped off by an angel.
Mm. I think the big surprise for this guy is going to be when he gets to heaven and Jesus is a Yeti. This whole time.
I know, you guys were like arguing.
Arabic.
You guys were arguing, like, is he white? Is he Arabic? What's this? Nope, you missed it. Not even human. I mean, Yeti.
Yeti.
Guess what? The big man, big God, he's the Yeti too. I'm cutting his image.
Pretty much everybody. Loki, he was a Yeti.
He's a Yeti. He's up here making tricks and jokes. Thor. Gives. Thor is half Yeti.
Thor mm-hmm. is half Yeti. Jim Morrison was a Yeti this whole
Full
time. He's a
Yeti.
Jim Carrey's a Yeti.
Jim Morrison won't be in heaven. Don't be ridiculous.
No. Jim Belushi, complete Yeti.
Yeah.
Shaved Yeti.
Geddy Lee, his actual name is Yeti Lee. And he's not dead yet, but he is a Yeti.
Yeah. That's where he gets all his bass grooves from his Yeti powers.
Bootsy Collins, most basses in bands are Yetis.
Most people you see on the streets are Yetis, I would say.
Guys, I have something to tell you.
Yeah, tell me.
I'm a Yeti. That's why I didn't get into heaven. Because I'm already a resident.
Okay. We've been saving it for the season finale, and this is the twist.
Shocking reveal of my true nature. I've got Yeti DNA. and skin and like Yeti skin and fur and teeth and stuff. That so, person you had the live show didn't look like a Yeti. It's because it wasn't me.
What?
It was
an actor?
It was my familiar. Every Yeti gets a familiar.
And one human familiar.
Uh-huh. So that was mine. His name is Mike. Mm-hmm. He's pretty cool, I guess. But yeah, that's just something I hope that you will still let me do the show.
And, honestly, Griffin, I don't know that I'm comfortable.
I think we need to, well, after the summer, we'll leave this as like a cliffhanger. So to recap, Griffin told us a Yeti, and we may not let him stay on the show. And Bernard, our lovable lab tech, was shot in a holdup, and he's in the alley. We don't know if he's going to live or die.
He has no arms, but I had nothing. No. I had nothing to do with that.
Stop trying to pin this on me. That's, especially you without arms. That's could impossible.
Could be in so Yetiest. Yeti phobe. But not too much familiar. It's by Yahoo Answers user Sarah. Only it's spelled with like weird characters. I'm not going to get into it. Sarah asks, is my "we didn't start the fire" continuation decent?
What?
Okay, like what? It says decent. I know it's not good, and some parts don't flow well, but that's okay. It's supposed to be 1990 through 2009. I don't know about the 1990s, so there's a little lack of that.
What?
You, hold what? On, ready?
What universe is this?
Are you ready?
Wait, Griffin, you've got to do it to music. You can't not do this to music.
I can do it a cappella.
Okay.
Okay, then I want you to go back and find the music and play it underneath it for me.
I don't know. Okay. I'll try. Okay.
Are you ready?
Middle East, CSI, Twin Towers, Wi-Fi, eBay, Dan Brown, Sarah Palin. Global warming, Madonna, internet, marijuana, Obama, Titanic, Harry Potter, organic, steroids, animation, cell phones, immigration, Facebook, Walmart, Google, modern art, E. coli, bird flu, Michael Jackson, Peter New, Hans Zimmer, Green Day, Guantanamo Bay.
Oh, God!
Wait.
Hold on.
Did you say Louis Gossett?
Did I hear E. coli bird poop in there?
E. coli bird flu.
Bird flu. Okay.
Did they say Louis Gossett?
I don't think they said Louis Gossett.
Can you elucidate the last stanza for me again?
E. coli bird flu, Michael Jackson, Who Knew, Hans Zimmer, Green Day, Guantanamo
Bay. What? Okay. Hold on.
Who knew what?
Who knew what?
I guess that Michael Jackson was going to die. And if that is the case, then everybody.
Okay, my bigger problem with this is not about the flow of her lyrics, but more, do we live in a world where this gets updated like the encyclopedia? Like at the end of a decade, it's like, well, we need to go back and add a couple stanzas. By the end of time, "We Didn't Start the Fire" is going to be 8 hours
it's
long.
It's going to be an epic poem written by poet laureate Billy Joel.
I'm glad somebody's stepping up here because I don't want our school kids to be like, and then in the year was 1990, and after that there is no more history.
I mean, Sarah touches on some good points here. I mean, definitely CSI and Twin Towers and Wi-Fi should all be sandwiched together like that.
Pretty much, they're pretty much like the same level of stuff, right?
Dan Brown definitely deserves to be remembered forever for his
and Hans Zimmer.
Who knew? Hans Zimmer?
Yeah, you know.
And Harry Potter's in there?
Harry Potter's in there.
He's up in the
mix.
I'm
down with that. That's a revolution.
That's great. Hans Zimmer? Like, what contribution of Hans Zimmer's are you honoring here? Like, did you feel... Is it... Oh, I... No, excuse me. He did the motion picture soundtrack for Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides. So that makes perfect sense. He did that OST, so of course you're gonna
I mean, what are we forgetting here? There's got to be some other important events,
like Iraq, Afghanistan, something like that.
Well, Middle
Pirates
East.
Of the Caribbean on Stranger's Tides.
Iraq, Afghanistan, Pirates of the Caribbean.
How about Robert Downey Jr.'s return to the screen? That's pretty big deal.
Robert Downey Jr.'s return to the screen. Like, I don't think so.
Now, what about Grey's Anatomy and then the spinoff Private Practice?
Listen, here's what's... I'm looking through this, and I think my problem isn't... my problem is what didn't make the cut. So, like, Dan Brown made it, but not Hurricane Katrina. Like...
Uh-huh, yeah.
So, Sarah Palin is up in the mix. Not 9/11, though. So...
No. Well, she said Twin Towers. Isn't that sort of shorthand for 9/11?
Never forget Twin Towers. It could be... See, it could be referring to the second Lord of the Rings movie.
It could not. No, it could not. Grey's Anatomy's made for you. Kung Fu Panda 1 and 2. There, I think that's better because it gets some like super important cultural stuff.
I think that it would be better if it was all just not like what happened in the world, but like a personal recount of your 1990 to 2009. So it's like, met a guy, we broke up, went to dinner, met some people, then I went to college and it was pretty cool. And it was just like a personal telling of stuff that happened in your life.
Can you explain to me the sort of sliding scale that puts going to dinner with some people and graduating college on the same import? Like,
it was a good dinner.
It wasn't a very good college.
Yeah. It wasn't a very good verse.
It was mostly a party school.
I graduated still a fool. And I went and got on Yahoo Answers, wrote this song.
By Yahoo Answers user Rebecca Rose, who asks, what would you consider to be personality traits of an ideal stallion?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Go on.
No, I won't go on, because that's all that this question is.
Like, literal stallion.
Yeah, like a horse, like a proud...
Well, I think we can all agree, unbroken spirit.
Unbroken spirit.
Unbroken legs also is important.
Less of a personality. I think discreet.
Able to keep a secret.
What is the application of that? Why do we need a discreet?
Well, Griffin, if I knew the application, I wouldn't... tell you. I mean, I'm trying to be like a stallion here.
It defeats the point of discretion if you just go right. And your wiener picks everywhere.
Hey, horse, why did you tweet this picture of my wiener? Hey, horse, I didn't give you my phone.
That was between us.
That was between us, horse.
What a
I came to you in confidence.
What kind of smartphone could a horse possibly operate?
This question is ridiculous.
So there's another good personality trait. Dexterity.
Manual dexterity. Tail.
Thumbs.
A smooth tail. A proud tail. Mm-hmm. That's important in races.
And also not a racist. I don't like a horse. I want him to love all horses and humans equally.
Open-minded.
Yeah.
It's okay if they're biased against fat people, because that's like a health issue.
Yeah, it'll hazard. Snap right in half. I think it's gotta have some wisdom in its eyes.
That's
I think
good.
When you look deep in that horse's eyes, you've gotta know that there's feelings stirring around in there, you know?
And no bugs.
No
bugs. I hate it when a horse has bugs in there and it won't even use its comically long tongue to lick them off.
Uh-huh.
Or sweep them away with its mane with a flourish of its proud long head.
Have you mentioned pride?
I just love horses so much.
I love horses, too. I love their thick trunks, and I think that I need a proud horse. I think I need a proud gelding.
I want a horse that's going to be more like a best friend.
Yeah.
Right.
And maybe we go on adventures together, and like my cowboy hat falls off, and he picks it up for me and nudges me forward and drives me on.
That's so great. I want a horse I can hang out with in every possible definition of the term.
Yeah, just a horse who's fucking cool. You know? Uppity like some of those other horses.
Just want to hang out.
I want a horse that if I joke, like, maybe today you can ride me, he'll laugh, but he won't take the joke too far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That could be very painful. They're very heavy.
I've ridden a lot of pintos that will just, like, take the goof and run with it. And it's like, now it's weird, pinto, and I have to put you down. Now I have to destroy you.
Because I know you're not discreet. I was trying to forgive that, but now...
I want a horse that knows that when I have to destroy him, I have to do it.
Sure, like he feels bad for you because of the position that he is putting you in with his broke ass legs.
He knows it's going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt him.
Yeah.
I want him to make it easier on me by hurling some really hateful shit.
Yeah. Like hateful shit about my parents and loved ones.
Oh, yeah. Like I bet you won't do it, you coward.
You coward. Oh, well, that's it. See,
we're putting the horse before the cart. You're
supposed to put the horse before the cart.
Shut your fucking mouth. you gotta have.
See, that's the kind of talk that'll get a horse shot.
He has got to be able to talk. He has to possess the capacity for human speech.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
which is, what's the point?
Which is rare, I think.
Mare.
But worth a couple extra bucks. You know?
Yeah. I'll drop an extra. Oh, that's a big... He has to be cheap. He has to not cost a lot of money.
So we need a cheap talking horse that's able to use a smartphone and will pick up my cowboy hat with tenderness.
Just discretion for Miles.
In fact, that should be his name. Discretion for Miles.
Discretion for Miles. I want one that doesn't make you kill it to get the glue out of him.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Just show me where your glue is.
Give him your glue, you stingy bastard.
He's got some glue. You want to be able to lactate his glue gland.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
For a quick patch job. I think that
your horse feet.
Is it too much to ask for a winning smile?
No, winning smile. I couldn't understand you.
I would like my horse to enjoy eating apples. Can we make that happen? And oats.
Yes.
Don't mistake my fingers for carrots. I'm just giving you this carrot.
Silly goof. An apologetic horse for when he does nibble your fingers.
Rainbows behind him, leaves rainbows. We're kind of ride rainbows.
Rainbow horse.
I want a horse with a horn.
Okay.
Okay.
It's
a unicorn, but
no, because it doesn't have to be on his head.
It could be. It could also be a deer, like a buck. A buck is basically a horse with a horn.
What about a horse with like mini horns that makes it like a spiny exoskeleton?
Ah, and maybe fire that shoots out of his nose.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he can fly. And also, he's got a big saddle on it, and you can ride on him.
And he's got, like, a tank gun.
Yeah, he's got a tank gun for a mouth. He's got, like, howitzer treads on his legs.
Fuck yeah. And he can fucking, like, fly through space and shit.
Yeah. And he can shoot blood
and
out of
so
him.
And so fucking discreet. Just discreet as shit.
He will never tell anyone about any of this.
I want to ride...
Oh, maybe he looks like a regular horse by day and then an awesome space tank spiny
Holy
horse by night.
Like a Transformer He-Man. Horse.
Yes.
Juk, 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 juk. I'm a tank. Juk, 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 juk. I'm a horse.
Come here, Shia. Shia. Shia, come here. Grab my mane. Feed me oats. I'm going to shoot blood out
of
my
face. I'm 8 feet tall. I'm a big robot horse. Does it look like a robot horse, or does it look like a regular horse that transforms flawlessly into sort of a fleshy, maney...
and sprays blood everywhere in the process.
And it's killed instantly.
That's so important.
Shia, you're probably going to want to step back. Shia, get a little bit further.
Here's your Gallagher poncho. Just tuck into that real quick.
Transform from a horse into a horse tank. It will
you
kill
may get
it
soaked, you will get wet. With horse blood.
With horse blood.
That horse is not going to survive the transformation process. I'm sorry.
I'll never tell anyone.
You are rending parts of that horse that you will not be able to reattach.
No.
Every time we talk about fucking horses on this show, we always talk about just mutilating them? How does that
Because
keep
there's
happening?
Something about destroying one of God's most beautiful creatures.
We basically...
It's so powerful and majestic. I just want to kill it.
We've been going on this beat for about 15 minutes now, designing the perfect horse, and we reached a point where we reached perfect horse that, like, nobody's ever been able to conceive of before, and then we ruined it.
Well, yes. We as human beings often are jealous of the power and majesty of a horse, and then it's time to destroy it.
We reached the apex of
who's
horse,
in charge
of horse possibilities.
I think that the most important thing about a horse, the most important personality, let's get back to personality for a second.
Okay.
I think the most important personality horse is that it not be too beautiful, because then you want to destroy. Like if you got like some Jared Leto looking motherfucking horse, you're gonna want to take a ball peen hammer to its temple instantly. It's too beautiful.
It's just like Fight Club. You just want to destroy something beautiful, you know?
Yeah.
Just smash its face in.
It's like a
Twin Peaks
slash glass menagerie glass horse with a horn on it somewhere. And you just want to destroy it.
I just want to slam two horses together. Find the God particle.
Oh,
Oh, shit. We're not too not
familiar. We got it. Live from the spot, rough and raw, at our daddy's house. We're at our daddy's house. Let me check the date. I just opened up the calendar. It's Pasta Party 2011.
Welcome to our daddy's house. We're live from our daddy's couch.
Let me check the spaghettometer, because it looks like we're going full-blown pasta.
Spaghetti it on.
It's Spaghetti-geddon 2011.
As you well know, as you've probably guessed, we had we carbo-loaded pre-show at here in Ironton. Our stepmom Carol fed us a bunch of spaghetti. We're fucking primed for college.
Horse fed us spaghetti.
Against our will. She's looked down at her and said, "You're not fucking funny enough. Eat some more spaghetti."
She shoved spaghetti, fistful after fistful of sweet spaghetti, into my mouth. I am ready to blow.
Noodle up, you unfunny fucks. It's time to get spaghetti. You got spaghetti.
Okay. We're not too.
I'm a lesbian, and I, okay, that was British, okay. I'm a lesbian, yummy. And I recently...
I'm gonna do that every time.
Okay, I'm a lesbian, yummy. And I recently cut my hair, but now I'm having second thoughts. Before, it was all the way down to my waist, and now it's more a men's style cut, although still long enough to show my lovely curls. I think it looks cute, it's very low maintenance, and it seems to be net positive with the ladies. But I've noticed that strangers are ruder to me. Should I stick it out and get used to being perceived differently by people, or grow my hair long and lovely again so as to fly under the gaydar and avoid the occasional embarrassing mistake about my gender? Fan from the post-lesbian apocalypse.
Is she asking us if she should be proud of her lesbianity? Her lesbionics?
She wants to be a lesbian. She doesn't want to be mistaken for a dude.
Okay.
But
I guess that's
I do have to tell you, though, this decision is largely out of your hands for the next month or so. So here's my advice. Try it for a month and see what you think. If you still don't like it, grow it long then.
There are worse things that you can be mistaken for than a dude. Do you know what I'm saying?
Liam Gallagher.
Fucking Bieber.
Bieber.
You can get a sweet Bieber bowl, and then you are in a lot of trouble. Unless your name is Justin and your last name is Bieber.
And your middle name is whatever Justin Bieber's name is.
Saul.
Saul. Justin Saul Bieber.
Justin Schmuel Bieber.
No, we even saw that coming. It actually is Justin Osama Bieber. A lot of people don't know that. Hussein Bieber.
Justin Hannah Montana.
You know what? If you like it, if you like your haircut, it's yours. It's your haircut. Own it.
Yeah. Fuck people. Well, if they're going to think you're a dude, they're obviously somebody you don't know very well. Yeah. That's a pretty good litmus test as to whether or not they're useless.
Hey, are you a dude? No. Fuck you. Get out of here. I obviously don't want to chill with you.
Look at my shapeliness.
Look at my shapely curvaciousness.
Look at this boom-basting body.
Excuse me?
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot and slightly androgynous like me? Is my favorite Pussycat dolls.
There are so many, though. It's hard
to there are so many. Buttons is good, too.
Buttons is good.
Hushing up my buttons. I like that.
Mr. Boombastic.
Mr. Boombastic. Mr. Boom Holy Night.
Don't make you sweat.
That's another one.
Duel of the Fates.
Pussycat dolls are the most flexible artists of our time.
Theme from Night Court.
Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, that hit song, Declaration of Independence.
What?
Now you're just naming documents. The Rosetta Stone. That's
them. The Sphinx.
The Empire State Building. What are we doing? We are fucked up on pasta.
Oh my god.
Holy shit, Jesus.
Oh my god. He just popped. Oh my god. Oh god. You just call me a self spaghetti. I'm feeling this pasta vibe. But not too much
familiar. How about one final yacht?
Yeah.
This one was sent in by Golly Ayali. Thank you, Golly Ayali. It's by Yahoo Answers user. Oh no. The picture itself is pretty wonderful. The real Marty Jannetty.
Except no substitutes.
Are you guys soaking in that image?
Oh, man.
That tiny thumbnail? It's a wrestler. He's holding a belt.
Usually if I don't know a celebrity, they're a wrestler.
The real something something asks, how can I convince my girlfriend to dress up like Violet Beauregard from Willy Wonka? I am in love with two ladies.
Okay.
My sweet little blueberry, a.k.a. my G-friend, and Violet Beauregard from Willy Wonka. Uh-huh. I think it's so sexy, when Violet inflates into a sphere, and would love to see my lady do the same. How can I convince her that this would be both fun and sexy? Lol. She doesn't realize it yet, but her nickname comes from my number one screen crush. I bought the costume last week, and I'm fighting up the courage to ask her. Please, any suggestions? P.S. Not like in the new crappy Johnny Depp Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. That CGI looked horrible. Only Mel Stewart's version. I can't finish unless it's the Mel Stewart's version.
You look, right now, Rashonda, you look beautiful, but you look like that shitty, Johnny Depp version of Charlie and Chocolate Factory.
Honey, I got you this outfit and this bicycle pump. Let's go to town.
Yeah, we are going to give you some artificial juice-filled dumps.
You ever hear that thing where it's like, if you press this button, you'll get $1 million, but someone in the world will die.
Yeah.
Do you press the button? If I can guarantee it's this guy, I'm just going to start hammering on it.
Oh man, how stealth do you have to be about your number one screen crush that you have given this girl a nickname, which is my little blueberry, and she doesn't know what it's referring to? You have to watch this movie like on the reg, right? Like, and you could tell he's got like a half boner, like when she walks in the room.
She swells, he swells, baby. That's how he do.
That's gross.
That is so unpleasant that you would like that so much.
If you're gonna jerk it to anything in that movie, why not a Goose's Gloop getting sucked up in that chocolate pond, that chocolate tube?
Oh. I feel like we've just found a really great psychological test. It's like, if you had to jerk it to one scene in Willy Wonka, and your answer means something.
How about if you jerk to any second about that movie, which is primarily about murdering kids?
Boy, there is a, you know what, as angry as I was about this guy, there is a much more unpleasant gentleman whose fetish is a little boy stuck in a chocolate tube.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Like, I mean,
there's that.
You don't have to lay it out.
The parts of your brain of fear and arousal are right next to each other. Is anything scarier than that? The look on that fucking kid's face when he's surrounded by plastic and tiny orange men and sweet chocolate.
It's like, it's heaven and hell, baby.
he knows death is around the corner. What about the girl that gets thrown in an incinerator?
Yeah.
That movie is terrifying.
Why am I so erect then?
Explain that to me. That was a bad...
There's no earthly way of knowing why I have this huge boner.
That was a bad egg.
Well, no. There is no earthly way of knowing why my boner is still growing.
Is surely it, showing?
Is it shrinking? Is it blowing?
And the semen now is flowing.
We had a lot of fun here today, Trev.
Goofs and goofs and goofs.
Goofs and goofs.
But I think we also learned something.
I know I did. I learned that I miss Griffin, and I hope he's back from Japan soon.
I miss Griffin, too.
Got some reminder here for you. mbmbamcandlenights.brownpapertickets.com is where you can go buy your tickets for My Brother, Me, Home for the Candle Nights Holiday Spectacular featuring Sawbones, 7 p.m. December 21st at Huntington City Hall. Huntington City Hall has a beautiful theater in it. It's replete with history. We are going to be able to hang out all weekend and chill with you and have fun, and it's going to be great.
It also is really going to be like a homecoming for us, because we all three grew up doing theater in that auditorium, in that theater. So it's going to be literally like our home turf. We have the most experience being on that stage. It's going to be a really great show, and you will not want to miss it.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun, so make sure you get tickets. They're $15. You know, buy them for an early Christmas gift. What a surprise. Thank you so much for this.
Speaking of Christmas gifts.
Yep.
We also launched all that new merch we've been talking about.
It's finally.
It's up on maxfunstore.com. And we have, so we've had a poster that's only been available at live shows. That poster is still only available at live shows, but you can get the red version on the store. We have our sticker packages, our button packets, the coolest patch you'll ever see in your entire life, guaranteed. Our pack your bags and move away tote bag. We've got two prints up that are the MBMBAM 2013 and the MBMBAM 2012 year in review. And of course, our t-shirts are up there, the Peebums Nasty Gum and our question mark t-shirt. And the quicker this stuff sells out, the faster it moves, the more likely it is that we'll keep putting more and more new stuff up there. So get it for yourself. Get it for a loved one. Buy it now before it sells out because it's been going fast. Everyone's been talking about it on Twitter, and I guarantee we're going to sell out of this stuff.
It's all at maxfunstore.com. Go get it. While you're on the internet, go to YouTube. Go to youtube.com/mbmbam, and you are going to find a bevy of hit clips to enjoy.
We broke 4,000 subscribers, which is great, and we really appreciate it. And the more subscribers we get, the more stuff we'll do. If we hit 10,000 subscribers, I get to use the YouTube studios to do whatever I want and probably just film myself eating sandwiches. And who doesn't want to see that? It's a sight to see. It's like a freak show. And I'm going to...
You won't believe how many toppings the geek puts on his sandwich. You'll never believe
he eats it all in one bite. And I'm going to keep putting up new videos. I'm going to try to do like two or three a week. If you haven't gone, go check out the amazing animated videos that Tyler Crowley did for us. There's a new one of Pizza Clone that is just incredible. It's like MBMBAM 2.0. You're going to absolutely dig it. So go check those out. Tell your friends. Share those videos all over the place. It's why we're making them, so people will listen to them who don't normally listen to the show. So make sure you share that. And while you're at it, just share the show. Tell a friend. We haven't, you know, brought that up in a while, but the best advertisement we have is you. So if you're in a car with someone who's never listened to the show before, maybe pop it on. Maybe send someone a link. Maybe, you know, make them watch a clip of the show. Something. And let's get the word out there.
We're on Twitter at MBMBAM. We're on the Maximum Fun Network. There are a ton of other shows. They're Throwing Shade, Stop Podcasting Yourself, Judge John Hodgman, Jordan Jesse Go, Bullseye, The Goose Down, Lady to Lady, One Bad Mother, Destination DIY, Baby Geniuses. The Flop House. I could go on forever.
I would like to spotlight Baby Geniuses because I am now their producer and I'm working on putting up their episode, which should be up a couple hours after this one. And you should go check it out. It is a really good episode, you guys. And then go listen back to all their other episodes if you haven't already.
Who's the guest on?
Let's see. Emily Gordon is one of them from the Inside Kids. Is that right? Indoor Kids. From the Indoor Kids.
The Inside Kid.
No, that's a joke from Kurt Braunohler.
What is this globe in the sky?
Kurt Braunohler called them the Inside Children, and now I can't get that out of my head. But go check out the show. You're going to love it. Just go ahead and subscribe and download all the episodes when they come out. They're one of the new shows we added to our lineup for Max Fun Week, along with Flophouse and Destination DIY. And trust me, all three are incredible. Do not miss out.
So that's going to do it for...
Oh, we also want to say thanks to John Roderick of the Long Winters for allowing us to use the theme song It's a Departure off of the album Putting the Days to Bed. Go buy it if you haven't already. I assume everyone's listened to it and everyone's bought it 8 times already. But if you haven't, go buy it. Maybe buy it on vinyl if it's available and like give it to someone for Christmas, for candle night. It makes a beautiful, beautiful... What's the other one? What's the one that he and Jonathan Coulton did for Christmas?
Oh crap, the title escapes me.
Okay, well, but go check out
One Jonathan Christmas at a Time.
Yes,
I think yes.
Go check out John Roderick and Jonathan Colton's Christmas album. It's gonna make your candle nights. Maybe you haven't had any friends or family ever, or maybe your friends and family don't love each other. Well, here's the thing: you put on this candle nights album, it's gonna fix all that.
Okay, now that is actually gonna do it for us. Remember to go get your tickets. We have sold out every show we've ever done. Usually in less than an hour. We have a lot more tickets than that for this show, and it is not in a large city, so we think that you will have a better shot. But
don't wait.
Don't wait. Don't sleep on it. $15 gets you in, and the web address again is mbmbamcandlenights@brownpapertickets.com. If you got questions, just ask us. And that's going to do it for us. Thank you so much for joining us. We don't have a last Yahoo this week. So Travis, so what's your, like, how do we end?
I'll make a big fart sound.
Okay, cool.
You got to say, oh, you, oh yeah, I go ahead and do that now.
Pretty funny.
That's solid. Huh? You're not going to get goofs like that on any other network.
You're still talking. That was supposed to be the end.
Sorry.
Try it again.
You got to say your name.
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, and me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.